The chief executive officer of UT Holdings, Prince Kofi Amoabeng, has called for a change in attitude with respect to time. He said time can be equated to life and there's a need for Africans to place importance on it in order to accelerate the continent's agenda. Mr. Amoabeng was among speakers for this year's strategic marketing conference organized by the Chartered Institute of Marketing, CIMG, in Accra. Olivia Amoadanso filed this report.
This year's strategic marketing conference focused on entrepreneurial marketing, a tool for repositioning. The chief executive officer of UT Holdings, Prince Kofi Amoabeng, said it is important business owners build the capacity of employees and reinvest in their profits rather than spending it. They must also put their businesses first.
In building capacity, it comes as a matter of course. As people make money, they want to take away the profit or at times even take away the capital. For most SMEs, there's no difference between cash and profit. Once they're holding cash, they spend it. Between the profit of the business is not for you, the promoter or the owner of the business. It's for all stakeholders. But people start businesses and they take the money to buy all sort of things and then the business collapses eventually. And building capacity means investing in people, investing in processes, investing in IT, investing in training the people, investing in corporate social responsibility to build a good brand and a good image and everything.
Mr. Amoabeng advised entrepreneurs to be time conscious, says that is the surest way to bring about the much needed development Africa is aspiring for.
Time is not just money. Time is your life. You don't take the whole life or the whole time of the person, but you waste maybe a day or 2 hours. You've committed a percentage of murder. That's how serious the time is yours. When you keep time with people, it means you respect them. Life and time are interchangeable. Until and unless Africans realize that time, which is life, is the most costly thing in life, and if we're going to respect ourselves by respecting our time, we're not going anywhere.
A senior fellow at the Manchester Business School in the United Kingdom, Dr. Pikia Richardson, challenged entrepreneurs to identify needs in their communities and explore business opportunities.
The question is not what you can do. In the past, this is what I do, this is what I can do. Pick it or leave it. That will not make you successful today because of competition. The question rather should be, what is it that people are looking for? What is it that if I put in the market, people will pick it and I can make money and I'll be successful? Because the success boils down to giving people what they want. It's about meeting customer needs. You can do many things, but they may not be of relevance to the market.
The president of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Seth Ejeban, reminded entrepreneurs of the need to be disciplined and focused since they hold the keys to the growth and development of businesses.
Olivia Amoadanso's report.